Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, on the air January 9th, 2015. And tonight going to be discussing primarily, of course, again, the Atlanta Hawks. My topic for tonight actually is Atlanta sports. Where will they be in the next 5 years? And, of course, the Atlanta Hawks tonight beat the Detroit Pistons 106-103. And sort of a nail biter at the end, but not really. The game was pretty much in hand, just some mistakes and, you know, Pistons shooting 43 three-pointers kind of makes a difference a little bit. But Atlanta sports, the Atlanta Hawks are taking the nation by storm, daily earning more and more recognition. The four-year rebuilding process has worked, and they are set for the next 10 years. What about the other franchises? The Atlanta Falcons are looking for a head coach for the first time in 7 years. The Atlanta Braves are, well, they're a little bit in trouble. There's a soccer team coming into the fold. Two new stadiums are being built and will be finished in 2017. How do you think the Hawks, Falcons, and Braves will do between now and then? That's the topic for tonight, as well as tonight's game. Again, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Detroit Pistons 106-103, two teams who are on winning streaks and one that had to lose, and the Pistons lost. And let's see, we're going to go to the standings as of the minute. Of course, the Hawks are number one in the Eastern Conference. They now have a three-game lead over Washington, 3.5 over Toronto and Chicago, 9 over Cleveland. We right now are playing the Golden State Warriors. The Hawks play the Washington Wizards this Sunday at home, so that will be an important home game, division game, and conference game. So we'll see how that works out. But to my topic, if you have a thought in regards to the franchises as they stand, especially if you have lived in Atlanta, let's say at least over 5 years, but definitely those who've lived in Atlanta or the surrounding area or have their sports franchises that they've been following over the last 10 to 15 years, let's say, definitely call in. What are your thoughts? 646-652-4479. You can enter the chat room if you're online, tablet, computer, laptop. Looks like there's a couple of guests in the chat room. We definitely know that we have a lot of fans from around the world, internationally. Of course, in the United States, different cities and states, there are a lot of different places where there's Hawks fans now, definitely. And at this point, whether or not you can call them bandwagon or just figuring it out and all that kind of good stuff, it's good to actually see Hawks fans, you know, interacting. And that goes back into the subject tonight. Where will these sports franchises be over the next 5 years? We know the Hawks haven't done that well in attendance over the last few years. It's a big deal that they're starting to sell out now. Going to compare other franchises, they just mentioned on ESPN a little bit ago before I, you know, start my show, that the Wizards just had their fourth sellout of the year. And they've been winning, too. So it's not just Atlanta. And again, it's a matter of the community, and it's been a marketing thing over the past few years that hasn't been the best thing. Having the players being in touch with the community is a big deal because a lot of fans, because they have just given up, they're not in tune with who's playing now. You know, I remember my dad even kind of saying, you know, even though we watched a lot of basketball, you know, when he was okay, he didn't know who certain players were anymore because he hadn't been paying attention. So that's something to it. But right now, the Hawks are winning. I mean, they're winning, and they're winning a lot. So will this franchise continue to go forward, or will we have more obstacles and hiccups? The Falcons and the Braves, you know, the Braves, we're pretty much starting over. So when that new stadium opens up in Cobb County, will there be a translation into the population when it comes to people buying tickets? And we know the whole thing about tickets with the new football stadium. At the end of the day, that doesn't really matter to you unless you're an exec of some sort, you know, the luxury seats and stuff like that, even the ones that are near the field. I mean, at the end of the day, unless you were a baller in the first place, that doesn't really apply to you, okay? So I don't really know what the hubbub is about that, because all stadiums do that. How do you think the house that Jerry built got built? Steinbrenner, like, seriously. So I really ain't worried about that. What I'm looking at is the team on the field. Will that translate into butts in the seats at the end of the day? Because that's where it really counts. And again, that's a topic for tonight. Over the last few years, with what's been happening with the franchises, and then going into the next 5 to 10 years, where will all these franchises really be? Will there be, well, I know it's not going to happen, but the reason, again, I mentioned it the other night on Atlanta Hawks Nation Facebook fan page, shout out to Carlos and everybody, is that the only reason it's a subject matter is because you don't see nobody in the seats. You have a top team, no one is sitting in the seats. So Seattle figures, we haven't had a team since they went to OKC. We want a team back. We might as well go after the hot team, right? 646-652-4479. Looks like I got a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on in, see what they have to say. Hello, caller. How you doing this evening? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on air.
Yo, what's going on, man? This is John.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, John, what's going on, man?
Brother. Another day, another win, man. It's a good time.
Hey, hey. What do you think about the game tonight overall? What's your thoughts on it?
I understand that Detroit was on a hot streak, man. Like, you know, that's kind of what I talked up to. I think our defense got sloppy towards the end. But overall, outstanding. You know what I'm saying? Al Horford, man, can we say enough about him? Well, I believe he went 19-16, if I'm not mistaken.
Against
some pretty hefty dudes down there, man.
And, well, technically not really, because Drummond didn't play pretty much the whole second half because he was pretty much ineffective. So
that is true, but against Monroe, that's and he did put up a nice little bit of work in that first half. So I'm impressed. And then you have Cephalosis still coming along, developing. As we hope him to be early in the season.
Yeah, Steph didn't miss a shot tonight. Bay's put in some good minutes. And one of the things I keep saying is that it's not really so much even the players anymore. It's the rotations that Bud is instituting for these particular situations. He's probably the best situational coach we've ever seen in the Hawks franchise history, probably other than Lenny Wilkins. Okay, with the talent that we have. And so I think that has to go a lot to Bud as well, as far as what's going on right now, too.
Preach. Preach and preach again, man. I'm just impressed by this whole team. Like, everybody, the conversation that we keep having in the nation, man, is what is our ceiling? And I don't even know if we can see it yet.
A couple of players have actually said that, and even the coach has said, you know, we're looking to get better. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, again, the sky's the limit. Right now, we have the Eastern Conference on lock right now. We would have to lose like 5 or 6 in a row to really all of a sudden be sputtering, per se, with what everybody else is doing. So as long as, you know, the Hawks take care of business going forward, game at a time, cliche heaven, as Jeff Teague would be, you know, talking, you know, we really are looking pretty good. We do have another road trip coming up. It's going to be tough, and that will be another test. But I'm sitting there looking at this game. I'm going to ask you about my topic in a second. But I'm watching the game, and I'm watching all these other games over the last couple of weeks. And I haven't felt like the team is going to lose. And that's saying something. Those Larry Drew teams, this would have been a loss. Either. We probably would have gotten blown out, right?
This is different.
And I think that is why the networks and analysts, except for Charles Barkley, is starting to really change their mind about the Hawks, because every time they want to give a reason why they're going to lose, they win again. And now they can't really hide it anymore. They can't go. They can't do anything but go with the flow. With the city as it is right now, the Hawks are the only ones winning right now. In the next 5 years, where do you see Atlanta sports as a whole? Will it be on that precipice of being? Because even though Atlanta is a major city, it's really not a major market. Will it be to that point within the next 5 years? Matt Ryan in his prime, hopefully with a better coach. The Braves, hopefully they're translated over into the Cobb County and the new stadium or whatever. How do you feel the city will be regards to not just wins or championships possibly, but really just the fan base, the community? Will the city act like we have any teams in the city anymore? What do you think?
Well, I'll be the first to tell you that I'm far from a baseball aficionado. But I see the marketing moves, which I'm a little bit more familiar with, and kind of moving over to Cobb County is a very interesting move for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. But I see all the good things happening, man. I mean, anytime that you get something new, folks flock to it, especially in Atlanta. Like, everybody loves to be at the new thing. And Atlanta, even with the Falcons, more specifically, even with a spotty record, the fan base has been rabid. So I only see that continuing. I would hope for more success with the new coach. And don't forget about the brand-new soccer team also coming. And I think the Hawks will – I don't know if it's a stretch to say the Hawks might be pushing that fan base. I mean, if you imagine that we continue to put up wins, I don't see us as currently constructed going below 40 win season. So we keep putting up.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
As currently constructed with this team in the next, let's say, 5 years, I don't see us dropping less than lose. Excuse me. I don't see us winning less than 40 games.
Oh, okay.
I just don't see it.
I got you.
A strong team in the East, thus building up a bigger fan base. If we can make some strong statements in the playoffs, I see that to go up. I see Kuna continue to do his work. And I don't know. And I think Atlanta becomes a really interesting team to be a sports fan in. Very easy.
Well, I believe, and thank you for that thought. The Hawks are going to kind of have to start. The Hawks, by definition, right now are force feeding the other two franchises to do better and quickly, because the expectations go higher when you do win. And I can say everybody knows what I've been saying on Facebook as far as Atlanta Hawks Nation in regards to expectations and what happened last year, missing 180 games to injuries. The Hawks literally were doing this last year, except they were hurt bad. You know what I'm saying? They weren't able to really get defensive continuity going because of the injuries, so they gave up as many points as they were scoring. They didn't have Al. They didn't have really anybody. They had stupid Aon in there. Everybody knows my spiel on that. If the Hawks could do what they did last year hurt, what was going to happen when they got healthy? And Teague said that in that little tweet months ago. We're going to be a problem. What's happened? The Hawks have the best record in basketball other than the Golden State Warriors, and they've beaten everybody in the West except for the Golden State Warriors, and they're coming up on the schedule. So with the Hawks and their success, I believe the Braves are under a lot of pressure to match up. I believe the Falcons are under immense pressure because of this previous season, the new stadium. You know, the next 5 to 10 years, the Hawks are definitely set. They're a 50-win team at this point. They're pacing 60 wins right now, everybody. You know, so, and then like you said, and I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the soccer team coming in, there's going to be expectations of a major league soccer team in the new stadium as well. So there's a lot of pressure that all of a sudden, of all teams, the Hawks are putting on the city of Atlanta. But again, that also goes into the fan base. The fans have to show up. Sunday, the fans have to be there. No excuses. Our team is not playing in the NFL playoffs. You see what I'm saying? You know, they need to be there. And I think that's another part of this whole thing about where will the franchises be in the next 5 years. Fan participation goes a long way. And, again, I appreciate those who are listening right now. I appreciate your call, John. Any other thoughts before I let you go?
I'm proud. I'm excited, man, to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying earlier. Yeah, I saw it last year, too. Like, we just didn't have anything steady due to all the rotation changes, due to people being hurt. And now that we've gotten relatively healthy, you see a certain amount of just staying steady. And I couldn't be more excited, man. So a lot of folks worry about the playoffs. I'll continue to let them be worried about the playoffs. I'm going to sit back and enjoy this record-breaking season that we're having as a franchise, man. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, man. I appreciate you calling. That was John, everybody, from Atlanta Hawks Nation. Definitely check out his posts during a daily, nightly, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. He's a good person to pay attention to in regards to the franchise and being a fan. You can't beat that. Checking scores real quick here from the NBA. You know, it was a packed night tonight on the NBA schedule. Let's see if I can get this up and running. I know last report, Cleveland was actually in the game with Golden State. JR was hitting some shots. Right now it is halftime, 60-54, so high-scoring game. But, again, Cleveland has given up 60 points. That doesn't look too good for them to win the game. L.A. is up on Orlando by 9, 54-45. Denver is killing Sacramento. So those are some scores right now. Looks like San Antonio won earlier tonight. Milwaukee won. And, of course, Washington destroyed the Bulls. How about those Bulls, Charles Barkley's favorite team? Yet they've lost again, and it didn't look good losing. But they're top of the Hawks in the conference, though. You know, so it's very interesting how that works out. I don't know how his math works. And by the way, everybody noticed that I emailed Charles Barkley on his website. He hasn't responded yet. I'm gonna give him the weekend, and see by Monday whether or not he responds back. But I kind of just called him out on his basically his ignorance. I point blank asked him, does he even watch TV when it comes to the NBA? 646-652-4479 is the number. I'm going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break. If you are an artist, you're a musician, and you're someone in the recording industry and you're looking for music, you're looking for music to go to the studio with, you need to hit up Chris Pritham of Illiteracy. He's part of a group and a company that puts together music for a lot of different people, actual real artists. Lloyd Banks, you've heard of him. Raekwon, Wu-Tang Clan, you've heard of him. Fred the Godson, Gladys Malone, you've heard of these artists. He's done stuff for all those people, plus more. They even have licensing credits with Viacom and ESPN. You need to go to their website. It's ill-it.com, Illit Records. That's the name of their company. I'm actually going to go ahead and play a little track he sent me the other day. I'm going into my break, and I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide. This is a track called Never Break. Hey, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back again. Took a quick break there. It's the new year, and just want to remind people that there's a lot of things that people are looking to do, and they have to do it because it's so crazy out there when it comes to putting things together for yourself, whether it be you working full-time or you're doing your own thing. If you need help, Innovative Enterprises is here for the new year. If you need commercials, radio or TV, you need marketing help, you need web design, you need materials to get yourself going, consulting overall, you need to go to, actually you need to email chris.royster13@gmail.com, or you can call 706-393-8426. On the entertainment side, those, like I mentioned, need music. We got your guy, Chris Pritham. You can follow him on Twitter, @ChrisPritham, spelled P-R-Y-T-H-M. But also, if you need people for projects, you need the people for your music videos and your films, TV commercials, things of that nature, the actual talent. Or you need the people behind the scenes, the photographer, makeup artist, everybody on that, the stylist. Visit www.imtmworldwide.com. There's a lot of information there, things I've done in the past to get a lot of people going. Recently, actually had someone get a magazine cover at the end of last year, even though I was pretty much kind of retired for the year helping my dad. But let's get back to the show. Actually, one more thing. Did my little commercials there. I have to do a rest in peace for a basketball player, Roy Tarpley. A lot of people remember that name. He used to be a Dallas Maverick. He passed away at the age of 50. I didn't get a chance to really kind of go into it, but I'm pretty sure a lot of that has to do with, you know, some of his drug use from in the past. And I think it just caught up with him finally. So, so just give a shout out to his family. Sorry for your loss. 646-652-4479, Atlanta sports. Where will they be in the next 5 years? The Atlanta Hawks won again tonight, 7 in a row. Top team in the East. Does anybody care except for the 6,000-plus in Atlanta Hawks Nation? I don't know. We did have a sellout the other night. Can we begin having consecutive sellouts? You have teams out there that haven't won a whole lot more than really the Hawks have, and they continue to sell out. So why aren't we? And we have the top team in the NBA. Really, we do. Okay? The Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Falcons, the new soccer team, the Atlanta Dream. You know, we have a women's professional basketball team in town, too. You know what I'm saying? Where were all these franchises being? Remember, we lost a hockey team a few years ago. Okay, again, the speculation that the Hawks might get sold to Seattle has pretty much been quashed. But again, as I mentioned, the only reason that's even an issue is because we're not selling out no games, having the top team in the NBA. And even if they weren't a top team, if they're competitive, why aren't you going? I mean, like I said, we're not asking for all 3 million people in Atlanta to show up. We're not asking people to drive all the way from, I don't know, Alabama to Atlanta or Peachtree City to Atlanta. You know, we're not talking about going to 4 or 5 games a month or anything like that. We're just talking about if just kind of everybody tried to go to at least one game, we would always be sold out, right? Just one game, much less two, right? People scoff at some of the prices that are going to be in a new stadium. It's a brand spanking new stadium, Braves and Falcons. Quit playing, because all the other teams, they're there. Can you imagine how much tickets are at the new Texas Stadium? I don't even know what it's called. Dallas Cowboys, can you imagine? Yankee Stadium, can you imagine? While I was in New Jersey, I saw the Giants and Jets football stadium. It's huge. Can't imagine what tickets are there. Sold out. No holds barred. So what's up with Atlanta? 646-652-4479. You can call in. You can leave a message. As I mentioned, you can tag me in the Atlanta Hawks Nation page, and I will mention your comment if you have one. I haven't gotten one tonight, and I see a whole bunch of people online. People are going to start making me call them out, Jazz Thatch. Anyway, Let's make sure there's no one in the chat room leaving me a message. We actually have a few guests in the chat room there. No telling where they are in the world. I wonder if Matthew Blatch is one of them. He hasn't said nothing, so I'm going to say probably not. Got a few minutes left in the show, the live show. I actually am tempted to kind of take a few extra minutes after the show is over. Uh-oh, let's see if this is her comment. Jazz Thatch. Let me hit refresh here. I'm trying to call some folks out because I see them online here. And, no, she's just posting pictures. She's ignoring me. That's fine, though. 646-652-4479. One of the things is with the Atlanta market overall, it's a matter of apathy saying, well, there's always stuff going on. There's stuff going on in Miami, and they actually, well, they used to have stuff going on to where people still show up. Of course, with LeBron gone, you know, they lost a fan base there pretty much. You know how that works out. But like I said, other places, even the Garden, shoot, Madison Square Garden, they've lost almost 35 games now. Let's see, what is actually, let's see. Let me make sure I'm correct in this before I say it. The New York Knicks have lost 34 games. And they're still getting on TV, by the way. bags on people's faces and all, right? We just want to look at it on the standpoint of it's not just the teams themselves. It is the fans. It's the fan base, non-existent as it might have been over a period of years, even with the Larry Drew years and the Woody years. And the Woody years, of course, was a rebuilding time period, but they were at least playing hard, right? Larry at least had them winning, right? Going to the playoffs. I want to see overall, and it ain't going to just be me, but, you know, everybody has to pitch in. But I want to see that better because things will improve if more people are showing up and showing support, going to team events on a regular basis, talking about them on social media. That's greatly improved over the last couple of years, but we can take it to the next level. So that's going to be almost a show for tonight. Atlanta sports, where were they in the last 5 years? Again, the Atlanta Hawks did win tonight. Very happy for them. They deserve that win. We have the best team, folks. I mean, there's nothing else you can say about that. They'll be playing on Sunday night. So I'll be looking forward to checking out that game. Look out for my next show in the near future, probably next week. Visit www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide to catch the next show. Have some new things going to be coming up. I'm actually have some guests in the near future, so be looking out for that. Well, that'll be the show for tonight. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Going to go ahead and get out of here. Y'all take care. Have a nice weekend.